Hilchos Shvisas Yom Tov, Rambam, Perek Dalad, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says that on Yom Tov, we're not allowed to create a fire. Ein Metzien, Esa'esh, Lo Min Ha'etzim, V'Lo Min Ha'avonim, V'Ha'matches. Kol Zev Chayetze Bei Osar B'Yom Tov. Any way of producing fire from scratch, out of nothing, on Yom Tov, is aser shleihuter biyomtiv elal haver meish metzuya. On Yom Tov, we're only allowed to use an existing flame and to move it on and enlarge an existing flame by lighting from it to light other things from the existing flame, but we can't produce from scratch a brand new flame. And the reason is shari efshar lahamtzi oisa mi ba'erev, because we're allowed to, because you're able to produce the flame from before Yom Tov. So therefore, it's not allowed to be done on Yom Tov. Now, of course, this is connected with the pasuk that says, "Ach asher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh." We're not allowed to do any melach on Yom Tov besides whatever's needed for eating. And the mocker of this Gemara about the difference between having a fire from an existing flame and producing a new flame is in Masechet Beitzah in the Mishnah. Earlier on, before Lamed Gimel, Daf Lamed Gimel, and then on explains in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis, what's the reason that we say that it's not allowed for us to produce a fire from scratch on Yom Tov? Mishum de kamoilid be Yom Tov. Because we are giving birth to something brand new on Yom Tov. Now, the Taz explains the Rambam as follows in Simen Tovkuf Beis Sif Katan Aleph, that the Rambam says that we are permitted on Yom Tov, what was allowed to us on Yom Tov from all the melachas is the melacha of Havara, but of lighting from an existing flame, but not to create a flame from scratch. So the Taz explains this as follows, that this is because on Yom Tov we're allowed to do the thing itself, but the machshirei mitzvah, we're not allowed to break Shabbos for the machshirei mitzvah. So too, the machshirei of oichel nefesh, the things that prepare us to be enabled to cook oichel nefesh, that we cannot do. We can only do something that is absolutely necessary for oichel nefesh. And we learn it out from the pasuk, similar to what we learn out by Shabbos, by other machshirei mitzvah, that it says huvaloi machshirov, and therefore the similar thing here, the producing the fire from scratch is like the machshirin, however the passing the fire on is like the thing itself, and therefore we're only allowed to do that, but something that we're allowed to do previously we cannot do, if we can do it before Yom Tov. And then he asks over there, that l'chayra, we're using the very fire itself for the cooking. So it's not just like a machshirei mitzvah. We're cooking with fire itself, even though you produced it from scratch, you're cooking directly with a fire. And he answers whatever he answers over there. You can look there, barichas. Now l'chayra, to explain this in the Rambam, is not so simple. Because the Gemara says a different reason. The Gemara says, mishum de kamoilid biyomtev. He doesn't say... The Gemara doesn't say that this is because it's not osur for us. It was never allowed when the Torah allowed us to do melach on Yom Tov for Eichel Nefesh. It only allowed us to use an existing flame. It didn't allow us. It never was matir for us to use a flame that's made from scratch to create a new flame. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says a different reason. It says mishum dekomoylid b'Yom Tov, because we are producing a new thing on Yom Tov. It doesn't say anything about Havara. It doesn't say anything about what we're allowed and not what was allowed for us and what was not allowed for us. It says there's a different isser that you're being moiled to be Yom Tov. And this is Taka asked by the Migdalois, by the Rambam, that the Rambam wouldn't come up with his own reason unless it's in the Gemara. Why would the Rambam leave the reason of the Gemara and come up with seemingly a different reason? That's the Taka what the Migdalois asks. Now, the Alter Rebbe in Simen Tovkuf Beis brings two reasons for why we cannot produce a fire on Yom Tov from scratch. Number one, he says, because, like the Rambam says, Efshir Milahitzi Miboid Yoim, we're able to produce it from before Yom Tov and have it lit and just use it from the lit flame. And also he adds that there's an Isser to be Meilet a Dover Chadosh, to produce a new thing on Yom Tov is Osir, because it's similar to a Malacha. When you're producing something from scratch, it's similar to all the other malachas. It has the same teichin that all the other malachas are producing new things in the world. And now you're producing a brand new thing. It's similar to a malacha. And the Chachamim asserted to produce a new thing, even though it's not mamash a malacha, but it's similar to a malacha, and it's osur midrabbanan. The Alter Rebbe doesn't say the words midrabbanan, but l'chayra, that's the teichin. But l'chayra, it's midrabbanan. Only the Taz, from what we said earlier, perhaps hold its midiraisa based on the fact that he's saying that producing a fire on Yom Tov is from scratch is lointa from Huvalei Machshirov. So producing it from scratch, at least when you get to fire, is also midiraisa. But Alter Rebbe seems to learn it's a different inyan. It's inyan of Meilid, and that seems to be midrabbanon. And that's clearly said in the Pri Chodesh, which seems to be the marker of the Alter Rebbe, that it's midrabbanon. Now, these two reasons, the fact that he brings these two reasons, why do we need both reasons? It's also muset on the Pri Chodesh that he says you need both reasons. Because as far as the reason that we could have done it from before Yom Tov, that would not be enough to make it osur for us. You need also the reason of that you're being moiled the Dover Chodesh. That's the, only with that second reason is it osur for us to actually do this on Yom Tov. The fact that we could have done it earlier is not enough. And why is this? Because if you could do it earlier, I mean, all the things we're allowed to do on Yom Tov, technically we can do earlier. Like on Shabbos, we cook before Shabbos, we eat on Shabbos. Technically, you can have Echel Nefesh on Yom Tov and eat it on Yom Tov and have it all done before Yom Tov. Obviously, the Torah was mechadesh to us that we can do it on Yom Tov Gufa. So that l'chur is not enough of a reason. So therefore, we also need another reason that we're being meilid a Dover Chadosh. Then Ebezei Frexach Fakeret. Why is that not enough? What, just say, because you're being Meiled a Dover Chadosh. Why Taka, does the Alter Rebbe not just suffice with that second reason, which is actually the only reason the Gemara brings? So, L'chur Kemen Zogin, that the Alter Rebbe is bothered by the fact that if that's the reason that being Meiled a Dover Chadosh is Osir on Yom Tov, then why is that any different? In other words, he's bothered like this. Why is making a brand new fire any different than using an existing flame? We know that in the Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, we say, Hanoisen Shemen Laner, L'soich Haner Hadelik Chayiv Meshum Mavir. If you add oil to a fire, you're essentially giving it more time to light. You're being essentially being magdil, you're enlarging the fire or giving it more fuel. You're chayiv mishum maver. The word chayiv, the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchus Shabbos, means that you're chayiv chatos or skila. It's a complete chiyuv. So Ebazei, they're actually both complete malachas. Say the malacha of lighting a flame from scratch, and say the malacha of moving, of kindling another flame from an existing flame. You're also enlarging a fire on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. It's the same malacha. What's the difference if it's a brand new flame or a flame that's being moved from light to light? You're also chayev the same way, just like adding oil to a fire on Yom Tov, on Shabbos. So we need to say that there's a chiddush over here. Mitzad the fact that you're meile de dover chadosh. There's a difference between an existing flame and lighting from an existing flame and producing a flame from scratch. The difference is here you're being meile de dover chadosh, and here you're not. It's not. This is not an essential chiddush mitzad the malach of Shabbos. You're both chai mitzad the malach of mavir, but as far as Yom Tov is concerned, there is a chiluk. That here you're moiled, at least Benegel in Yonenu, there's a chiluk, because also on Shabbos you're moiled, but Benegel in Yonenu, that we are matir, maver on Yom Tov, For Eichel Nefesh, here, there is far too difference. Here, you're being Meiled Davar Chadash. Mashenken, over there, you're not being Meiled Davar Chadash. So one is, so to say, like a double issue. And no, this is only the central malach of Havara. But here, it's Havara plus Meiled. So even though Taka Havara was allowed on Yom Tov, but because there's also an issue of Meiled, there's an additional issue here. Therefore, there's a chiluk. Now, that alone, just the fact that there's an issue of Meiled would not be a problem, because if the Deiraisa of Mavir is allowed for Eichel Nefesh, also Meiled is allowed for Eichel Nefesh. So therefore, Lachur, it's not enough to just say that there's an Issur Mishum Meiled. We have to add also the first reason. What's the first reason? Like the Mishnah, we must say that the Mishnah also intends to say that since the issue of Meiled can be avoided by lighting in advance, and you can avoid it easier than avoiding the actual cooking on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. Because cooking on Yom Tov, the only way to do it on Yom Tov is by having a fire under the pot. You have to light it, at least from an existing flame. But you can avoid the issue of Meiled much easier by simply having a flame pre-existing. So because there's an easy way to avoid the issue of Meiled, therefore Chachamim were assured to produce a flame from scratch on Yom Tov, even though the essential Havara will always be Mutter on Yom Tov. So based on this, we can also understand how the Rambam fits in very well with the Gemara, because the Chura, the Rambam, gives a different reason. But the Emes is, he's mafarish the Gemara, that what does the Gemara say? That the issue of being Meitzi has become Mishum de Kameilet Biyomtev. What is the Rambam's, how does the Rambam understand this? That we reckon with the issue of with the Isser of Meiled, even in the place of why are we considering the issue of Meiled even in place of Eichel Nefesh? Why is the Gemara telling us when it says Mishum de Kameilet Biyomtev? It's saying that because of he, in addition to the Havara, there's an extra issue of Meiled, and that could have been avoided by doing it in advance. Without hampering the heter of being able to cook on Yom Tov with a regular fire, therefore Chachamim assured the being Meiled on Yom Tov because it could have been done in advance. So the Rambam will also hold that you need both reasons. Say you need to have the fact that you're being Meiled, and because you're being Meiled, you can ask, you're being Meiled, so everything's mutar on Yom Tov v'Eichel Nefesh. No. When it comes to Meiled, we can eat more easily avoid it without getting in the way of the convenience of Eichel Nefesh. Because you can simply light it in advance and it will have no effect on your convenience of cooking. Meiled Havara, it's going to affect your convenience of cooking. If you can't cook on Yom Tov, the Torah didn't allow you to do anything. The Torah Beferis says, Ach Asher Yochel Eichel Nefesh. However, when it comes to the Inyan of Meiled, that can be easily avoided by doing it in advance, and it doesn't have any effect on your actual cooking on Yom Tov. Therefore, the Rambam also is like the Migdal Eis says, is actually being Mefarish the Gemara and giving the reason behind it, because you do need both reasons.